So, welcome to Married with Chickens and Friends.
Bacock!
Bacock! Nice.
Did you guys decide on doing the theme song, or are you not doing the theme song? The theme song, but the end.
I know we talk about the theme song that we don't have a lot.
Oh, I know. You know what it should be. You know what I'm talking about.
No, what? What are you talking about?
We have no budget to buy things.
Because you have to buy the rights to it. I can't think of the name. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what that means.
It's the...
that hand motion? I totally know.
No, for the listener who doesn't know.
The listener,
I'm doing Superman hand motion.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The Great American Hero?
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice job.
If any of you watch Seinfeld, they did a riff on that. You know who Costanza is?
George Costanza.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, for his phone message.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
We should do that for
him. Oh, right. The whole believe it or not.
George isn't at home. If I was, I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I do not remember that. But I'm impressed that you know that so well.
I know a lot of useless information.
That means we need to have you on more often, because that's what we like.
You'll fit in just fine around here.
No, we don't have it.
Okay, so that's not your theme song.
It's
and you,
not.
You'd have to buy the copyright, so it's out.
I wonder how much that would cost. We should look into that.
I don't know.
Call ASCAP up. Hey, how much?
Yeah, is it ASCAP or BMI? One of the two.
It's one of the two. Or you just write your own kind of thing.
There's Davida, you should do a riff for us.
Yeah, we know enough musicians that we could probably write like a little something.
You literally had a gig last night.
That's right, yeah.
So like you could do.
But it was all copyrighted material.
That's true, yeah.
How does that work anyway?
Did
you get in trouble for playing out?
I think so. I mean, I think the reality is if I'm making money... if a band wanted to sue,
they could.
I suppose they could.
But think about how many bands are like kind of big time cover bands.
Yeah. Well, I think Journey would make a lot of money if they, because pretty much every cover band does Don't Stop Believing. I mean, they could just go out one night.
That could just be their thing, is collecting.
Yeah. Just go to every bar because they know it will be played. And then just... say, you know, this is how we're making money now. Forget the touring. We don't even need to.
Their tour is catching people.
At a certain point, though, they're going to incur a lot of, like, bad will amongst the public.
It's a good point.
Because that happened to, I think it was Universal Music Group, or one of the big corporations that owns, like, all fucking rights to all songs. They sued the Boy Scouts of America for using Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What?
I know, right?
Totally. Who sues the Boy Scouts for singing Happy Birthday?
There's such a fucking backlash that eventually they settled by charging them like $1 a year for
usage.
Rights.
So, I mean, in other words, they just were on a hike, you know, as Boy Scouts are doing or whatever. They're out.
Around
and
the
it's campfire singing Happy
Birthday. It's somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
And they sing Happy Birthday, and somehow they're sued for that.
So who owns the rights to Happy Birthday?
Well, that's a funny thing, because that was actually just went to court a couple years ago and was found that whomever it was, I think it was Universal, I don't remember, but they actually lost the case. So some woman did a documentary film.
Okay.
And the whole thing was like the copyright of Happy Birthday.
We need to put this on the website.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is fascinating.
Copyright in general is fascinating.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, there was a recent case with Katy Perry. Did anyone read about that?
Oh, something about...
I did, yeah.
What was it? I saw your comment. Something about the minor scale or something. Or she was suing for something?
She got sued by some Christian rapper who used... I mean, it wasn't even like the basis for her song. It was just the hook of his song. And it was just like a bunch of quarter notes. It was like... ding, 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 ding. Like she got sued for millions of dollars...
for like two notes?
For something that has existed throughout the entirety of Western music history.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Really? Yeah.
Because you take that shit to a jury of your peers.
And they don't fucking know.
That know nothing about writing music or any of it.
Right.
And the...
That's awful.
The prosecuting, or I don't know, the whatever attorney had, like, this musicologist from Washington University in St. Louis, which is, I mean, a fairly prestigious private college, right? This musicologist, however you get a degree for that. I mean, that's not like a music degree.
Musicologist?
Musicologist. You know, so the what do history they do? Of music. Oh, you know, the, okay. You know,
so anyway, what did this guy have to take? Say?
Isn't that just called music history?
Yeah, you would think so. I'm surprised.
I don't know. Musicologist. Sounds like someone's going to like, I don't
musicology
know.
Is, like, you know, something that people will pay you for as opposed to a music historian.
Yeah.
One but writes a book, one sues your ass.
Yeah, and he's got like three books, and one of them happens to be on a particular musical, which uses the same sort of descending minor scale that... was used in both of these songs. And in his testimony for the Christian rapper, he said basically, I have never heard this type of descending scale in music history.
And that was that. Bam. Yeah,
and that was it. You just lie.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you just literally fucking lie to the jury, and the jury's like, he must be right. He's a musicologist.
Couldn't her side have had somebody, another musicologist, come on and say...
25 examples.
Yeah, here's 1,000 songs that have it. Are you joking?
Like, maybe, and they just didn't have that maybe person prepared enough.
They just didn't have that.
Well, you would think that Katy Perry, of all people, would be prepared.
Yeah, would have
that.
A pretty good lawyer.
Boy,
right?
You would think, but you know, maybe this has just kind of been happening lately. And I'm just surprised
caught
it wasn't.
Guard. How do we get here?
Jesus. Copyright is interesting. I will agree.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's interesting in a really, something needs to change if we're going to continue to be creative and grow.
Yeah, this is a joke.
Because nothing's new. Yeah.
And also, I mean, it kind of speaks for the court system. It's like, you know, a jury of your peers, blah, blah, blah. But
really
a jury is not... They're not experts on things. Mm-mm. And certainly they're not experts on music.
Right.
And some, I don't know, maybe this is like, some things, you know, our judicial system is just not perfect. And I think this is a serious flaw.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. We should do something about it.
Okay.
We should call out to our listener.
Remember? Rise up.
Yes.
Listener.
What's he going to rise up against?
The man, Michelle. Know.
He or she. Up. He or she.
Rising up against the man.
It's pretty broad, I got to say.
Let's reach out to
whatever
the listener.
Form that takes.
Maybe you can rise up to Katy Perry.
Oh.
Who here is a Katy Perry fan,
well, that's,
by the way?
That's
well,
the
you
thing,
already know
like,
the answer
like,
to that question.
Fuck them for
Thumbs
putting
down.
Me in the position of defending her.
Well, that's true,
Totes.
Right? Yeah, that's she should have won that case.
She's got some hooks in some of her songs.
I can't name one of her songs. I have no idea what she's
something
sounds.
About
oh,
California Girls. She has one.
Oh,
I know what she looks like.
Yeah, now I'm drawing a blank. She's got the one. I know the guitar riff. Like, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. But it's the thing where. Jesus!
Like something, something. Bikinis on top.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's one
it's
of
California
them, yeah.
Girls. It's all the girls like roaming around California in bikini tops.
That's what
true.
I
that
do.
Is one
I'm
song,
from
yeah.
California. I always wear a bikini top.
Totally.
Everywhere I go.
Just wearing the Venice boardwalk.
Yeah.
That's the way we do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always wear a muffin top.
Waka waka.
That's
I'll be here all week.
That's my cat's nickname.
For muffin top?
Really? I just call her the little muffin top.
I love it.
Because I picture her, like if she was wearing a pair of jeans, that roll would just be right over it, you know? So
damn. She's a little hefty. That's true.
Yeah, aww. Yeah. She's got
she's
a
so sweet.
Little diet.
That's because you feed her so goddamn many treats.
Okay. Well, we're stopping that.
Oh.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah, we are stopping
that.
How's that
working out for you?
Getting a hold of that.
It's gotten, you know, much, much better.
Still
much
waking
better.
You up at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that is still happening, but we're what I'm doing is I'm switching over to the kibble. That's the treat, just the kibble.
That's super smart.
And that's actually where we used to be. We've gotten a long way.
I thought you did that a couple
yeah, we
years
did.
Ago.
Yeah, we got away from it. So.
We kind of went back to the treats.
Yeah.
It's no longer the freeze dried chicken.
The thing is like
well, she loves it.
As humans, like we want to give them treats because we know how much we would appreciate a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just totally projecting our own needs and wants onto our animals.
I made my dog Nikki fat. I was sad and depressed, and I overfed her treats. I mean, I overfed myself, obviously. But like, I did the same thing to her. I was like, surely, right? That was a backfire.
She needs another treat too. It'll make her happy too.
It does until they're
are happy,
and then they see you eating treats
because they're so fat.
You know, yeah, you're eating a treat. They're looking at you.
Sad.
And then pretty soon you're calling your cat Muffin Top. I mean,
that's kind of not cool.
It's totally
But she
not
doesn't
cool.
know any different. Muffin
no,
Top.
It's a cute
just,
name.
You know, yeah, it's kind of cute.
Well, it all depends on how you say it. You know, if you say, oh, Muffin Top. Or if you're like, you fucking Muffin Top.
That's true. Yeah.
I love Muffin Top, so.
I know. Muffin Top's
the best
are delicious.
Part.
Why,
like,
even
why
eat
bother
the
with the rest of the muffin?
Right? Well, they have a little bit of crispiness on the edges.
Mm, so good.
And they put like a little bit of sugary sweetness on top.
My favorite muffin in Reno used to sell only the Muffin Tops.
Brilliant.
Totally brilliant.
What'd they do with the bottoms?
The stumps?
They just didn't make them.
Stumps.
Chuck it.
They gave them to the homeless.
Exactly. Why would the homeless want these stumps? They're good enough for the Muffin Tops.
They're good enough for the
They
homeless.
Were pissed.
But that's a Seinfeld riff also. That's not me, my personal commentary on homeless. So
we need to watch Seinfeld more.
Everybody
used to
simmer
watch a
down.
Lot of Seinfeld
yeah.
back in the day.
I feel like I've seen every single one of them. But
I could reference Seinfeld literally all day.
We'll test you on that a little later.
Mm. It's going to be awful how much you'll know.
Gonna be awesome.
Like it's like a restaurant that has muffins and or the Muffin Tops, and they give the bottoms to the homeless, and the homeless are like, "What the fuck is this? I don't want the bottom of this."
You think she wants your
stuff? Know?
I know. It's terrible.
Hmm. Well, I would be okay with the stumps, I guess.
I'm not. I would throw them
out. If I was really hungry, yeah, I'd eat a stump.
If it was soft,
starving, obviously,
for sure.
Is it like a soft stump or is it like a harder one? You know, like
it's just a muffin.
It's just a well, stump.
There's it's like the ass end of the muffin.
I like moist muffins. The dry ones, I just
at that point, it's a fucking cake.
Mm. It should be moist.
Well, Michelle makes really good cakes. You make really good red velvet cake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk about moist.
Yeah, that shit's moist. Why? It's got a lot of oil in it.
Moist. Moist is one of those words that is not that great.
Oh, man, who did that?
I was saying,
wrong.
What is it? Because that actually was like a Hannibal Lecter kind of thing. Huh?
Oh,
what was that
fava
line?
Beans?
The fava bean line.
Yeah.
The nice Chianti.
Be delicious with a little Chianti.
Chianti, yeah. Yes, that's what it reminded me of.
You know what another gross word is?
What?
Nodule.
Wow, you're right.
Like in a sentence, you might find a white nodule in your McDonald's burger.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Wow.
Where did you get that?
Well, because they literally do kind of have nodules in them.
What does?
McDonald's burgers.
I would imagine that happens more in the chicken, the McChicken. Or the
I can see the chicken.
Probably a lot of
nodules.
Yeah.
Or the McRib.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
For a limited time?
For
only.
Sure.
Are they really ribs? They give ribs?
No.
Oh, God, no.
Hell no.
Oh.
No, it's just a sandwich that's in the shape of a rib.
What?
Yeah, it tastes like a rib. Like, you know?
It's like
it
pork or some undisclosed meat.
Some meat.
That is in the shape of, you know, you've got
meat food.
Rib. Meat rib.
That's disgusting.
And you eat the whole thing.
Why?
Why?
You shouldn't
why
eat
not?
Any of
people
it.
Love
saying,
it. People
really?
Love it.
People go
put
fucking
anything
bananas
in barbecue
for it.
Sauce and they'll love it.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
that's
fair
true.
Point.
I guess that's a good point. It's like peanut sauce.
Right. Cover just that shit
yum.
In peanut sauce. Yeah. I'll eat it.
Anything dipped in peanut sauce is good. It just doesn't matter what. Yeah.
Carrots.
Delicious.
I like carrots.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't, but dip them in peanut sauce.
Totally.
That's true.
Delish. Makes you wonder about a salad. It's like... Everyone eats these salads, but we do cover it in dressing. So do we really just like the dressing?
Yeah.
It's and, true. If you have a salad with bad dressing, it's disgusting.
Mm. Or no dressing. If you had a salad with no dressing, I don't know if I could do it.
Mm. If it was really fresh, I can do it. I like cabbage. Cabbage salad. Wait, I had another gross word.
Hmm.
Crotch.
How about moist crotch?
Oh, with nodules.
Moist crotch with nodules.
That's terrible.
Wow.
We those, should probably
it's
go
It's funny
back.
How those work together. Yeah.
Not okay.
I have found that people don't like the word moist over the years.
Yeah.
People moist. Have trouble with that. But what's the problem?
It.
Is it our association? What we associate the word with? Or maybe. Is it just we don't like... The sound of moist. I don't see what the problem is. It sounds French or something, you know? It's like...
French? Moist?
Oh, moist. Moist. Maybe it's the moi. Moi, you
like
know?
It could be Yiddish.
Okay.
Moist. It's moist. No?
I don't know.
We'll
Yiddish.
Have to, well, we'll have to look up the origin of that. Let's see.
Are we going down this, the entomology of...
yeah, let's look it up. I love that.
Like schmaltz?
Yeah, like schmaltz.
Schmaltz.
That's a great word.
That Kepi. Is a great word.
I like malts.
I like malt.
Oh, look at this. Old French. So moist.
Oh.
Origin Latin, Old French.
Huh.
Although I don't know. Now it's just saying it's from everything. But see? It is French.
It's French.
Or something like that. I don't know.
So it's not Yiddish?
I'm not seeing Yiddish here.
Moist. From the French Jews.
That's not coming up. Latin and Old French are though. So,
all right, we got to step this combo
so
up.
I was just going to say, so we've got a question for Davida. She went on a date lately.
Two nights ago.
We want to know how.
So we're talking about dating.
Yeah. So dating in the modern world of the internet.
Yeah.
Dating apps.
Let's get more specific. So it's dating for old people.
Simmer down, man. We're in our 40s.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Holy shit. There's
how old are you?
44, but there's actual...
How old are you?
45.
But there's actual dating apps for people over 50, but we don't qualify yet.
Well, give it time, I guess.
Take it down a notch. Yeah.
Right. We are not
We're not
old.
Jerry's yet, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Jennifer just got her AARP membership in the mail.
No, I've been getting that mag for a while.
You can't get that till like 55.
Yeah,
though.
I've been getting it since I was like 22.
Why is that? Yeah. They sent it to you before you're ready.
No, they've been sending that to me for
just,
years.
Just preparing you.
You guys are just
like easing you into it.
I'm the old lady in the room.
You do get some deals, though.
Do I'm into deals.
That AR, yeah, they get some deals and whatnot. So
deals are cool.
Yeah,
I like the deals.
I'm like
a fan of
the deals.
Deal.
Yeah, you could get deals at restaurants.
Okay, like, so here's something.
I get that with a AAA membership, too.
That's true.
I don't have to qualify by being old.
All have A's in them.
You just pay $78 a year for a AAA membership.
This is true.
And get free toes.
Mm. Toes? What?
Toes.
Not these toes. Oh. Toe, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's been so long since I've been towed that I actually didn't go there. That's
I know.
Funny.
It's been Portland.
Is this a fetish podcast? You get towed? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah,
what just happened right
totally
now?
I'm sure that's a thing, right? Getting
for
towed.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is
that a thing?
Someone
that's
sucks on
thing.
Your toe.
Oh, gross. Please.
Jams it up your butt.
Oh, wow.
You had to go there, huh?
I bet money it's a fetish.
Oh, of course it is. Sure. Everything's a fetish.
Everything.
Yeah, what
Everything
isn't?
Is
a well, there's the
so
foot
is
fetish.
ASMR, yeah. Michelle.
True that. All right, we got to circle
that.
Back. Circle back.
So we're talking about dating and what I think, well, it was a while ago. I'm going to even say like, it's not a year, but it was a while ago. There was a friend that she was not dating, you know, and I wasn't dating. We hated it. So we made this bet. That first person, you know, we get on the sites and the first person that gets to 10 dates is the winner. And then you get, you know, dinner from the other person and you think, well, what's that all about? But it encourages you to go out on these dates, you know,
cool, yeah.
Make a game out of it. So you hate, you hate dating. And then she said, well, wait a minute. What about if I get to number four and I really like the guy? I said, well, then you won anyway. You won because you found your guy.
Free
so
dinner.
Either way, you're a winner in this game. So we did it. We got on the sites. And by sites, I mean the non-paying ones.
Okay, so which...
Tinder.
The hookup site.
Bumble. And we didn't know these were hookup sites. We didn't... We weren't aware. And so a few of them, Plenty of Fish, blah, blah, blah. And so she...
But there's another one you're on.
Okay, Cupid.
That's
yes.
it. Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
So she got on there, I got on there. And within 1 week... She was to like 15. She really,
what?
You know,
dates?
15 dates.
She was right out of the gate. She'd have two a day.
And how, no way. Is that
how
true?
How old is
yeah,
she?
Yeah, but she's a whore.
Oh, not only that.
No,
she,
but time. How would you even have time?
She's 59. So we had, she thought I was definitely going to be the winner because it was like I was younger. It was going to be very easy for me. But the problem, I think, on that one was she had no
standards.
Well, there's zero standards on her part. I mean, just zero.
So
I mean,
what you're saying is I'm not wrong when I say she's a whore.
Okay, come
no,
on.
No, I mean, we do not slut shame on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
slut shame.
Not even a word. I'm not saying that in a derogatory
oh,
manner.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, well, whore I don't think is like a nice word. It's
not a nice word.
In any event.
So she's 59 and she had two dates a day?
She would have two dates a day.
And is she retired?
I mean, when I say like, I mean, she was to 10, 15, you know, she got to
more
whatever.
Stamina than I have.
Yeah.
What?
Very quickly.
Way too much.
So we'll circle back to that later.
Yeah. Let's roll around back
worry
to
about
that.
It.
A minute.
So yes, yeah, she won. But, and then I got to number, within about 6 months, I did get to number one. So
oh,
I think maybe I was filtering them out a little bit more than she was,
maybe.
You know, maybe both of us were on
opposite
the opposite ends of the spectrum.
But she was also in another category, 59.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she took everyone coming along.
She did. Wow. So anyway,
yeah,
come to now. So we're almost a year later, not a year,
hey,
you know,
judgment.
Month. Some months. Now I got to number five.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
good job.
So the other day, this guy, so.
Number five.
So my goal is to get to 10 just to, you know, because we put that number and I don't want to say I didn't try. You know what I mean? And so the last date, you know, it's one of these things. We met at a bar. I know the listener out there is thinking, oh, don't meet at a bar. But that's what we did. And I recognized him immediately. He recognized me immediately. And that's a good thing. Because
yeah.
you know that you're not...
That your pictures are accurate.
That your Yeah, they're somewhat accurate. Although I would have to say he didn't look anything like his picture. But I still was able to recognize him. So the first thing I noticed is the teeth.
What happened?
So...
You have bad teeth.
They're bad teeth. But they're like all over the place. Now, I don't know. What do you judge somebody on that? I mean, what do you judge a person on their teeth?
No.
People
even
do.
Even if they're like all over and they're not clean and
what?
Okay, the cleanliness, yeah, you judge that for
well,
sure.
As you age, our teeth shift. My bottom teeth are all shifting. So your teeth do shift as you age, but there's no excuse not to have them clean and flossed.
I felt like he had like
brushed,
meth teeth.
At the very least.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They seem like meth teeth to me.
Holy
oh,
shit.
But I'm not sure.
I disagree because he had them.
That's true, actually. Meth teeth.
That's a good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's a very good point. He did have them. It was hard to see his teeth.
Did he grow up in Europe?
Nope, he did not. He grew up in Sacramento.
Oh, no, that's yeah, he probably would. Oh.
Definitely meth
Sacramento.
Teeth.
Then.
That's the Paris of America.
Shit.
Sacramento.
Said no one ever.
And you know, really,
yeah, there for
no,
30
I think
days.
I think Sacramento is the armpit of California.
No, that's Fresno, or Modesto,
yeah,
on.
Or Bakersfield,
right?
Oh.
Yeah,
no, that's
good.
Moving up the rankings, Bakersfield.
Careful
yeah,
there. You're,
look
you're,
over
you're,
your left shoulder, there,
say,
lady.
This?
You're sitting under the Dwight Yoakam.
Ow. Well,
do
right.
not talk trash about Bakersfield.
Oh, come on.
In the presence
Buck
of this
Owens
woman.
Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam.
Do they still live there?
Well, Buck's dead.
What about the other one?
Dwight, maybe. I don't know.
No, I sincerely doubt
See?
That Dwight lives in
Bakersfield.
Potentially. So. You know, he might
All right.
go back and try, to,
good in a
try to, you know, help young talent.
Hey, I'd like to walk the streets of Bakersfield.
Well, you can. It's just right up the road.
Right? Yeah, do it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
You can do it.
All right, DeVita.
So DeVita,
the date.
How did the date go?
So okay. So anyway, we meet. He already had the drink. So
he got there before you.
He got there first.
He already had a drink.
He had a drink. He wasted no time. I
Hell
guess.
No.
Fair enough.
No
and
judgment.
Wrong.
No judgment. You know, the guy wants a drink. Get a drink.
I would get a drink if I got there first. I wouldn't wait.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit around. Oh, I'll have some water, please.
Yeah, get a drink.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Get the drink, yeah.
What was he drinking, though?
Yeah.
He said he was drinking a mule.
Oh.
I love mules.
Okay, so.
Well, that's a bit cliche, but okay.
You know, delicious, fine.
Doesn't like him.
What the fuck? So well, then, of course, I order.
That's
you know,
a lady
I
drink.
Come up. And the bartender comes up, you know, it was happy hour at the time. So I ordered an old fashioned. It's a whiskey bar, by the way.
Oh, $7,000.
Oh, I love that place.
And so I order it and the bartender
Wait, so,
says.
So he had a mule. He had a vodka drink in a whiskey bar.
No, I'm guessing he had a Kentucky mule.
Okay.
I'm guessing that it would be a whiskey mule.
We should go get one of those soon. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
love
can see
the mules.
That working with the sweet and the bite of the ginger beer?
The whiskey mules. Oh, yeah, they're nice. They're very nice.
Mm. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, so, yeah, the bartender says $6, and he did not offer to pay. Now, you know, we're, you know, not a big deal. What do we expect that the guy is always, how many years are we going to do this? We want, women want equal rights. We want this and that.
I don't think it's about that.
You know, it's like.
No, I think it's like both people on the date put the money up and then somebody says, no, I got it. And then the other person gets the next one. It's not about men or women.
Totally. And he showed up. I'd be like, oh, I'll get it. You know, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'll get this.
Yeah. Or you get the first round, next one. I don't know. It's, he didn't even say a word, you know, so I just put my card down, you know, and started my own tab. So now the two of us are on a date together and we both have separate tabs, which is fair enough. So then
that was your fault for not saying, you know, I'm going to close it out.
Yeah, I could have done that. Yeah, I could have just paid for it. Yeah, yeah. I could have done that.
Put it on his tab.
Put it on his tab. So yeah, we actually, the conversation was good though. We talked for, I guess the date was 2 hours. So we sat there, milked one drink.
For 2 hours?
For 2 hours. That guy.
He's got to save his money for the dentist.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really, Michelle?
Brutal.
I'm not going to say that thought didn't even cross my mind, but. I've never seen anyone nurse a drink like that. I mean, an hour in and he's still got half the drink. Well, I started to wonder. I thought, did this guy meet me at this bar and then he doesn't?
Conversing with you and.
No, we.
It's a Hallmark
although
moment.
The conversation wasn't bad. Basically, it was about our work, you know. Yeah. Huh. Bitching and moaning. I don't know.
You bitched and moaned for 2 hours?
No, I think he did.
Oh, God.
Just,
what does he do?
He does some kind of.
Well, he spends at least 8 hours in misery every day, apparently.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't say bitch and moan, but I guess he was in the film industry or whatever and did things. And so he said all the bad things about that. Mm. And now he is doing, hopefully he's not our one listener because.
Oh, shit.
I was actually just thinking that. What if he's our one listener?
Sorry, bro.
Well, this is good to hear anyway, you know, nice enough person. But talked about, what does he do? Like, visual
cares?
Effects or
so
something, graphic effects.
So he has a job.
He owns Marian. His own company. Owns his own company. So you got to be. It's like
Air quote the consult. Yeah. The
so,
consultant.
But he said he was working on Samsung commercial. Blah blah blah. Anyway, so he looked like he was a old punk rocker. You know, like back in the day, he was a punk rocker.
How old was he?
44.
Okay, so he's age appropriate. I don't even know what like people our age look like. I can't really. No.
They don't look like us.
I know. Older. When I'm in a store, sometimes I'll like look around. I'm like,
well, look at you guys. You look good. No, I know, obviously, but like, look at us. Like, you know, we don't look
we're fucking beautiful.
We don't look our age.
Look at us. We're amazing.
Amazing. Chad, you disagree? I see a head shake.
He's just
I disagree with all this.
What do you disagree with? That we're amazing?
That your wife isn't amazing?
Yeah. No, I'm saying when I look in the mirror, I don't see amazing. I don't see beautiful. I don't see any. Yeah.
Well, you don't see what I see.
Oh.
No.
Another moment sponsored by Homer.
Looking for sponsors.
Whoa. I don't. Yeah, not Hallmark.
They're not really a sponsor. Should we say that?
Well,
no.
This is a joke.
There's a popcorn sponsor, but.
Yeah, we're. Calicorn.
Brought to you
baby.
By Calicorn.
It is the best popcorn you will ever have.
It really is the best good. Ever.
Although,
I love
it. Trader Joe's has a really good one, like this olive oil one. Really delicious.
It just bullshit. Doesn't live up. It Calicorn's can't live better. Up. Okay. All right, so we need to find out what happened to the date because the questions remain.
Just, let's end it and then we'll talk about
popcorn.
You know, maybe we'll what's right, what's wrong anyway. So anyway, 2 hours of whatever we're talking about, but there was no uncomfortable silences, blah, blah, blah.
It's good.
Then he had
get his teeth fixed and teach him how to brush
them. But he talked, the way he was speaking, it seemed like he had like a slow, like, almost like he was on drugs.
Really?
Maybe he was.
Or he used to be on drugs. You ever get that? Yeah, you ever get that? Like, I thought, is he drunk? He seemed drunk to me. Mm-hmm. But then he was nursing his drink. So I thought, well, that's not possible unless he really pre-gamed.
Pre-gamed.
So what you're saying is you think he's a former alcoholic?
Or he's drugs or something. Or? Like, you know how you just get that feeling? Like, something is not quite right here.
I say listen to that feeling.
Yeah, always listen to your intuition. And anyway, so 10 o'clock comes.
I say ignore it. You're a bit paranoid. Just...
10 o'clock comes and he says, so did you want another one? Kind of in that way where it's like, no, like, hopefully
do
you don't.
Stay
yeah.
There?
And then he said, you know what? I got to get up early tomorrow. So I'm thinking, okay, this is not the worst date because we had good conversation, but I guess we're not taking it any further than that. And then we go outside. I said, my car's over there. And he said, okay, bye. Okay, bye.
So, and, like, no hug, no nothing? From
there was a hug, but I think that maybe I just initiated that. And then I'll just go ahead, and when I got home, I just assumed, okay, well, you'll never hear from that guy again. And then...
And then,
let's see, I got a text message.
Oh,
which, it's like, why send the text message? And maybe our one listener can maybe call in and let me know. Like, why even send the message?
What'd the message say?
Okay, it said... fun hanging out with you.
Well, that's cool.
That's it?
That's it.
No good night, no sleepy time emoji, nothing?
No emojis here. Fuck? No, we got no... There's no
emojis.
There's no...
No eggplant emoji.
There's
no
zero emojis here. No.
He couldn't even do a hug. He can't do an eggplant.
Yeah. There's definitely no eggplant. And then, you know, the eggplant kind of means something, so...
Yeah.
So I answered him.
Good. So you answered him with an eggplant?
I answered... No, I did not.
Like 40 eggplants.
It's like, what does that mean? I just said, you know, you two, and then I said, and you know, I'm not good with this. Like, you know that generally when I text message these dates, I am very critical and harsh, and it doesn't bode well. I'm not good at this stuff.
When you're done, I accidentally got that text message from you, which I don't know who that was meant for, but I was like...
Wait, what?
You accidentally texted
that's
me.
That's right, I remember that.
But it was like late, and the text message said, just got home, don't know what you're doing up.
That's right.
And I got it the next morning, and I was like, did you mean this for me? And you're like, no, girl, it's for someone else. Was that someone you were
Someone's
dating?
No.
Thirsty.
That was so not, funny. In fact, that's actually an individual that does late night texts. But, yeah, I guess when I talk to people, maybe there's a little bit, it's a little too harsh or whatever. Anyway, so I said we both deserve an award for only drinking one drink in 2 hours.
I love it.
You know, and frankly, it might have been even more than 2 hours, but I've just never seen anyone nurse a drink like that. I mean, so he said, he answered. I know this is all very interesting, so I'll get through this very quickly.
It is interesting.
He said, ha, right, mine was stiff. No, it wasn't. It was a mule.
Oh, like you know? He had lots of shots in it?
Like how, I wasn't there when he ordered it. What did he say? Give me a double mule? Give me a triple mule. Anyway, he said his was stiff. I don't know if I buy that, but he said would have done too if not for work.
Okay, so what happened after that? Did you ever reach out to him?
Then I just said, you know, said something. Then he said, damn work.
Damn work.
And, you know, so how do you answer damn work? I just said, well, okay, you're responsible, whatever. He said, well, I'm the boss. And that's the end of it. That's the end of this. It's just, I'm bored.
You should text him back.
At this point, I'm bored.
You've paid the cost to be the boss.
I like it. It rhymes. And then you would add a sleep emoji and say, I hope you sleep well.
I think that's where it all went wrong is that there was no emoji. So that was like date number 5. But
yeah, but he's 40-something. 40-somethings don't use emojis.
I use emojis all the time.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah,
if I was texting you, I'd be like emoji, facepalm, smiley, all of it.
Wow.
Yeah, but you're in the industry.
And you're female.
You're female and...
We do use emojis on our push alerts at work, for sure.
I know, right?
Oh, God, I love it.
But don't guys... Yeah. Use some emojis like there's like dude emojis that
only
are,
Maurice
that are
Maurice
okay
uses
would
a
imply
lot of
that
emojis.
We have emotions.
Wow,
we know you do.
Yes, we do. We're on to you.
But yeah, but actually, you don't use a lot of emojis.
I don't use them at all.
Yeah, so I think I over emoji. I really love emojis.
I've started using them lately. I've noticed that there's a trend, and I'm
just look at your text.
A little behind.
But here's what here's something I will say in terms of emojis. When dating, be very careful with the kissy face emoji or the emoji with the heart eyes
or
the double hearts or the lip kiss because it all has meaning.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't bust those out right away because you just don't know.
Right.
You can use it like the double hearts because it may be like sweet, but don't use a lot with the hearts or the kissy face.
Don't use fucking hearts with anyone unless you are in a love relationship.
I use them with you.
Okay, but we love each other.
I use them with friends all the time.
Yeah, but we love each other and we understand our love.
That's true. I think a date, you're right. You got to be careful with that.
But don't like if you put the big kiss face with the red lips, be very careful how that's used until you're in that zone because emojis, it's a new world, right?
That's
emojis.
True.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't think I would be sending those. I do the thumbs up one. That's, you know, the thumb up emoji, but
with the knuckles out.
Thumbs up.
You know, in various colors. I always love to choose the, you know,
right. Oh, different go for the colors and whatnot. Black,
I really liked your, what was it? Not your icon. Your
The Bitmoji.
Yeah.
Like of yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
The emoji. Oh, yeah. Bitmoji. Oh, those are great.
I do have a Bitmoji, which is kind of funny.
I thought they were emoticons.
Emoticons.
Oh.
No.
Well, mine's called a Bitmoji, but yeah, Bitmoji. I guess they're called whatever. What's funny is that, you know, you saw my Bitmoji and you said if you made yours, it would really look just like that one. It's because I was telling you to make your Bitmoji and you're like, it would just look like that. So
emojis.
I had to
get,
add glasses so that my
and a big bun on your head.
A big bun? Yeah. I did the hair down.
You did. Good job.
Hair down, glasses off.
Glasses off.
On.
Hair down.
Hair up.
Hair up.
Glasses off.
Ugh, it's just not working.
Sometimes you can use an emoji if somebody says something to you, but you don't know how quite to respond. And then you could, like, if it was like, oh, I really had a great time, I think you're super awesome and beautiful, you could just do kissy face emoji.
That's just not cool.
If you didn't have a words to respond. Well, no, but if you wanted
a
to
smiley
respond.
Smiley emoji.
No. Well, that would be kind of rude. If you want to use a kissy face emoji.
Or you could just find the fucking words.
Yeah, just talk.
But what if you don't mean the words?
Then don't say those words.
You wouldn't say any words.
I'd say just thanks.
You could say something.
Oh, thanks.
I think
that's
I have
nice.
Said that.
Like, that's also kind of rude, too,
I can
right?
think of one. I can think of one of the dates I had where he was very complimentative, you know, and I didn't know how to respond necessarily. So I did find myself saying, like, thanks or something. So terrible. I mean, how awful is that?
It's
yeah, thanks.
Awful.
And, thanks. You know, I guess you're supposed to respond, but I don't know. This is why I'm single. This
as long
is
as
the pressure
your,
of the text.
As long as you don't have your red receipts on, you're good.
My red receipts?
Yeah.
Not the blue ones, the red ones.
What's red?
Where people can see that you've read their text.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't think mine says that.
Yeah, no. Mine doesn't say that. Boy, that would
everyone's
be,
turned them off, except Madeline. Except Madeline. Madeline's proud of them. She wants people to know she's read it, and she's
read
not
it,
responding.
And I'm ignoring you.
I want you to know that I'm not responding.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Such passive aggressive.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good.
I know guys that use emojis.
Do you have another date lined up?
Well, there's one other one that I was thinking
I really
of going
enjoy
on, but
shopping
he's
for men on DaVita's app.
Yeah, he.
I swipe for.
Who's this other person?
I'm like,
I have a story about that.
Right.
What doesn't make sense is they get in contact and they're so like, you know, oh my God, they just so they say all these nice things and they're so interested and then I respond and I'm like, okay. Well, did you want to meet for a drink? And then I never hear from him again. It's like...
You should try... Do you want to meet to get boned and see what happens?
Ooh. You know, I think that would work.
Yeah. And then you would just ignore them.
You make you feel so much better about yourself.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. This last guy, he said all that stuff. I said, you want to meet for a drink? And then I didn't hear from him. And then he did respond, oh, my God... It was my birthday and I had a big party and I was planning for it for several days. And then there was the aftermath of the birthday party. He went into this whole thing about the birthday party.
Why didn't he just say, let's go get a
drink? It's too much information.
As to why he didn't answer me.
And sorry for the delay, but hey, how about now? What about this Friday?
Right. But he didn't do that. He
people
just went into this whole
anymore.
Thing about the birthday party.
It's either a lie because it's too much information or
it's
right?
too much information.
Or it's too much. He doesn't know how to wrangle his info.
What kind of a birthday party just takes up your whole freaking life?
Have you not been to the birthday parties around this house? You think those things are as flawless as they are
they
without any
like,
effort?
Yeah.
Total effort.
I guess, you know, I didn't
That's all
I didn't think
her.
About it.
I have nothing to do with that.
Well, then we'll have to.
That's not true. You threw me a birthday party one time.
Yeah, remember with the flatbread?
Oh my God, that was delicious. Flatbread.
Yep, that was a lot of fucking work.
That was a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Wait.
It looked like a lot of work.
There's someone else in this room who goes on dates.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get the other perspective.
It's only been one, which turned into a long, it turned into more than a date.
Right.
But what I will also say leading up to, I don't understand the swipe left, swipe right. And so there's a portion on OkCupid where you can do that. And one night I was like, I didn't even know what it meant. And I just went crazy. I was like, right, left, right, left, right, left. Boom, 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 boom. And then it shows up in your column that you liked all these people. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
I didn't. And now I can't remember which way I swiped to put them in that. So I don't know which way to go now. So I don't even touch that section because I don't know how to use it. What does it mean? What's right? What's left?
So left is no. Right is yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So right.
So
I did a bunch of rights.
To be clear, yeah. You're swiping from left to right. That's swiping right.
Yeah.
Well, I would go right, left, right, left.
Swiping left.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, now I'm more confused. I'm not currently totally using it, so I don't have to worry about it, but...
But when you get back in, you should probably know them, right?
Yeah, I'll bring it over. You can show me. Yeah, I don't know.
I know what section you're talking about, though.
It's a double take section. I don't understand it at all.
I like it.
I hand them over to you and just, I had
one
to
night, I reached out and I sent
that is so fucked
messages.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it is, because nobody knows on the other side.
But it doesn't matter if they go on a date with her. Who cares who sent that initial text that said, hey, we should get a drink sometime.
Yeah.
Probably.
And I do find that I'm more, I have to be more aggressive in these sites because you can be talking to these people forever and they will never ask you out.
That's weird.
I think there's a huge percentage of people that are married or in relationships and are just having fun, and it makes them feel good to be liked by people.
Wow.
It could be. It's interesting. And I don't know if on the straight side, if they disclose, but many people on my side will disclose. Open to non-monogamy. We're in a relationship looking to add to it. So do they do that too?
Yes.
Yeah. So they kind of know.
Then, yeah. The ones that are looking for hookups, I just kind of move along. But yeah, there are some that just, it's very blatant. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, your experience is different because you had one date and you stuck with that date. Essentially,
it's
you kind of hit gold on number one. Whereas not
maybe
so much here.
Silver or bronze.
Well, now we're finding out, you know.
I mean, how much do you want to share?
Well, for full disclosure, I'm going through a divorce and I probably entered the, I was on an app already because we tried the whole, like, maybe have an open marriage thing, which was a total fucking backfire. But I stayed on it, didn't really use it, and then started to use it 4 months after I had moved out of my wife and I's joint house. 4 months, probably too soon, but whatevs.
I mean, how many years were you together?
8.5.
Yeah, that's a long time. And then
it's a little too soon. I mean, fortunately, and hopefully this person does not listen to podcasts, she was completely understanding.
That's okay.
She
no one listens like to this.
Well, we have one listener.
You just said there are like 57 listening.
No, one.
Listening.
One. There's one only
listener.
One, baby.
No, but you said one. Listens. Views.
Michelle.
There's but one listener. And only one that matters.
Oh, only one. All right. There can be only one.
The Quetzalcoatl Saderach.
The Highlander.
Yeah, I know. I'm mixing Highlander with Dune.
Dune. Oh, my God.
Fabulous.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so you got on the dating sites and you hit gold. Like, the first person you started talking to, is that
well,
right?
Actually, I talked to a few people, but then I kind of sloped off on them.
Sloped off.
So that, just so that we can make that clear, a lot of people are sloping off on me. And... but it goes both ways, I suppose. But
I was going to say, you're not entirely innocent in this whole
no.
scenario either.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I know. I'm not entirely innocent either. But I like how, you know, these things slope off. And I always wonder when I'm having good conversations why it's they sloping off and they just disappear. But
I actually feel really bad if
wife
I have...
walks in the room.
Yeah.
What are you doing, honey? Nothing. What are you talking about?
No,
I don't have a chance.
I'm just texting my friend.
No. Okay, go on. Go on. So
David.
Well, yeah.
David A. You know. We met him at the work party last year.
Yeah. The one on the khakis.
Every person that I've kind of dropped off with in a conversation, I actually do feel bad about. It had nothing to do with them and more to do with just my own capacity. Like, you know, whether I was emotional or sad, or I can barely, like being in survival mode going through a divorce, it feels like all you can do some days is feed yourself. So to keep up with the conversations is not something I can do. So, but honestly, I felt bad about all of it. I've even thought about going back to some of them and saying,
I'm so sorry.
And recreating the conversation. I'm like, just fuck it, let it lie. And so I don't, but maybe I'll talk about that in therapy as to why I feel bad about this. They're strangers, like, right? people have, I think, sloped off on me. I don't know. But this particular person seemingly was like not interested in a commitment, just wanted to have fun and that whole type of a thing. So away we go. But yeah, like our first date was probably like 5 hours long. Drinks, dinner, bar, more drinks.
Was it one drink for 5 hours?
Yeah, how many drinks?
Oh my God,
have?
No. Could you imagine? I had two drinks to
start.
Well,
yes, I could actually.
So, yeah, so it, no, it was two drinks. Then we got called to dinner. I did have a Moscow Mules twice. Mm. You know why I did that too? Because I feel like if I had two glasses of wine, I'd be way drunker than if I have two Moscow Mules. What? Yeah, it works differently. Two glasses of wine in a short period of time would just be like, but
well,
mules.
Well, three glasses.
You
drink more.
Maybe you should slow the fuck down.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God.
I'm
need
kidding.
To eat more
We're all rolling. So I don't know. Yeah. So it lasts about 3.5 months, but that could also be indicative of it being two women. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I also haven't done a ton of dating since that time.
So is it easier to find a date with women? Are women more upfront and honest about what's happening?
I don't know about that. I've seen some profiles that are fucking ridiculous.
Sure.
Well, women are super picky too. But you know?
Right. Maybe men
that's
are just
sexist,
less.
Michelle.
But is it true?
It's true.
Are men like,
well,
whatever?
I think men can be picky too.
Absolutely. Chad's really picky. Look at me.
Chad's really picky. I can't tell you a funny sex story, though.
Okay. We like sex stories. Do
so,
we? Do we like sex stories? We'll have to ask our listener. All right. Do it. Give it to us.
Okay. Maybe we can round robin it. I don't know.
Go.
Anyway. No?
That's
okay.
A bit unfair.
All right. That's unfair. It's not super hilarious, but it's never happened to me before. So actually, sex with this person was super fun, and it was great. We were super compatible. And it would be back and forth between our houses. And after a while, I realized, I was like, you know, I should keep everything like neat and off the bed. So then I was like, all right, just in case, I can put some towels down and put a beautiful sheet over it. So it'll be all pretty. It's like sexy. It's like gray, satiny sheet.
You just get a mattress cover.
I already have that on my mattress.
Huh. Maybe a mattress cover for the mattress cover?
Anyway.
And then a mattress cover to cover.
She's got towels.
No, I just want stuff I can throw in the laundry. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. Okay. So the point, well, I'm getting to the point. So the point is the sheet is on the bed. It looks beautiful, but the sheet is also slicker than I realize.
Uh-oh.
So we're making out, doing the whole thing, and now it is time. I am going to go down on her, and I position myself to do so. And in one fell swoop, I fall off the bed. And because of the way the bed and my dresser are, I've rearranged it since you've been there, positioned. So it's like my bed right next to it.
On the dresser?
No, no, no. It was right next to the dresser. I slipped into the cavity between and I felt like I was in a coffin. And I was so confused as to what happened. And I was staring up in the pitch black. Yeah, yeah. And then she's laughing and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, what the fuck happened? She's like, you fell off the bed. And I was like, holy shit. There's nothing like the most unsexy moment at the wrong time. Mm. So then I just lay there for a second, like dumbfounded, like, what the fuck? Are you joking me? And then I scampered up on the bed. I was like, all right, well.
Scampered.
I don't know how to.
How do you recover from that exactly?
I don't know. Fortunately, we were laughing.
But it happened.
Laughing, laughing, laughing. I know. I was like, God, I, you know, you really want to be like
with
cool.
X-rated friends. Wow, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah,
to you.
That's
no, we continued
on. PG-13. Come on.
Really? Did you have a bruise on your bum?
I did have bruises. I also had bruises from other stuff because we did other stuff. But wow. From, but no. I thought everything went on this podcast.
I don't. No, we've never been here.
Do you have like FCC rules on podcasts?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. No. Then we're all good.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
I mean, we swear a lot. We talk about ASMR. We might as well talk about sex.
Well, clearly this is related. Like, yeah, I mean, if there's bruises from other things, I mean, you really get.
Yeah, we bite a lot, which I like.
Oh, biting. Wow. Okay.
And I like some modest amount of choking.
Oh, good God.
Just yeah, I knew about the edge play, but.
A modest amount. Is that just like.
Not asphyxiation, but like pressure.
You can still kind of breathe just some
pressure. Oh, yeah, I can breathe. Yeah, just
like,
pressure.
Not like, you know, like.
Is it a control thing?
Interesting.
I don't know. The neck is just a very like erogenous zone for me. So anything around involving the neck, I think, is a turn on.
Hmm. Oh, you get choked. Or do you do the choking?
Well, I do, but both. I would happily do both. But she did not want to be choked, I don't think. Anyway,
well, you know,
this is a lot sexier in bed, by the way.
You don't know unless you try.
I mean, no, I knew because she didn't seem to like respond.
Like,
whoa, you know?
Whoa, whoa, no.
Yeah.
You can tell by the eyes, you know, once you start choking them and they've got this look.
The
then, you know, stop the choking. Like,
yep, she's unconscious.
You know, oh, shit. Yep, you overdid it.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what.
That's really bad.
I've ran into one biter, and it was not. This is not a sex story. I went to a concert.
Just a public biter.
I went to a show, basically, and I was going. I don't know if I can name this band because the one listener may know who this band. Can we do that? Because yeah, I mean, totally. I don't want to. You know,
unless you think you're going to get sued by that band.
Could I? Oh, I mean, you know,
no.
It happens. They can't sue you for something that happened to you. It's your experience.
Okay. Well, and you know, a very small amount of people know this band, but okay. Oh boy, I don't know. I feel okay. So I went to go see this show.
Just give them a fake name.
I want to know who it is.
At the Posies.
Oh, I love the Posies.
Some people know the Posies, some don't. You know, the Seattle band.
Everybody on this podcast knows them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The listener.
The one listener for sure knows the Posies. Anyway, there's a few members. So how about we just don't name the member of the band? Anyway, so I went to the show, loved it. Great. Fair enough. Afterwards, I met one of the individuals or some of the individuals in the band, and then we hung out as you do, a couple of you hang out with the band, and then the individual wanted a ride back to where he was staying, which was at another friend of ours. We all know him as well. So the band is staying at a friend of mine's house. Mm-hmm. I guess it was
a
cheap tour.
San Diego?
In San Diego.
Okay.
And so on the ride home, this guy started like biting me. Like he's in the passenger seat and he leaned over and he started biting me.
Biting
and
you where?
Gently?
Really, really, really hard.
Where?
All Whoa. Over, like on the arm. Like I thought it was like a wild dog, you know. He I'm driving, you know, and he's like Whoa. Biting my arm really hard to the point
Did you
where.
Hit him with a rolled up newspaper?
I would have backhanded that.
Down
I wish. Yeah, he kept biting me and it was like really aggressive. And it was so weird because I really liked the band and I was such a fan of his. Like when I was 17, the Posies were probably one of my faves.
I remember.
Loved them so much. And so here he is in my car biting me.
You.
Like hard. And my leg and just biting me. And I kept pushing him off. I'm like, I don't like this. You know, that really hurts. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so I take him back to the place and he's like begging me to come into the house.
Of course he is.
And so I go in what? And then hang out for a little bit as he's biting me more and more. And then
how can he do that? Is it happening while you're walking?
At that point, it's kind of your own goddamn fault.
Well, you know, once they're biting you in the car and then you go in, then, you know, that's your own problem. But so, yeah, when I was in the house, he was biting. And then, you know, fair enough. I just said, OK, enough is enough. And, you know, for the next couple of days, people are like, what the hell happened to you? I mean, the guy just...
So you have bruises all over
like
your
not
arm.
Bruises like literally like cuts like Holy like indentations
wow. Oh my god.
I was like, I mean, I could have had his dental records right on my
wow.
So
you
yeah.
were kinder than I would have been.
That was the my biting. That's the only kind of a bite that anybody has
That is a crazy story, though.
Right, so I don't like biting, I guess. The moral
that sounds awful.
The moral of the story is to be...
Somebody attacked
you in
your car.
At some point in time, right?
Right, right. It's good to know.
But it's weird to be driving and have somebody attack you and start biting you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's just so
was he
not
high?
Acceptable. Yeah, was he fucked up?
I'm sure he had some drinks. But you know what? Something tells me that he would do that sober.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
And he was married. Turned out he was married.
Jesus.
Even worse.
Thumbs down emoji.
Yeah.
Well. Turns out he was married.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So you should look her up and see if she's got bite marks.
She's
got
to have marks.
Her body. He wouldn't do that to his wife, I bet.
Who knows?
I'm thinking maybe,
I'm thinking absolutely not.
I'm thinking he does because it's like, why would you think that's acceptable unless there's some woman out there
because
that really liked it?
You're fucking famous and people let you get away with shit just like you did.
Mm. Yeah, but how famous are you really?
Yeah.
Well, what year was this?
Not so... 2000.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Because this is when they had come back. You know, it was like they were. You know, they were at the Casbah, and nobody was there. It was just 2000 something. But
you mean there was no audience there?
What's that?
There was no audience there.
Not much. Okay. No, very small crowd. And
well, are we feeling a little? I think we're winding down.
Yeah.
So how many eggs did we get today?
One. And I think I think it was a sunny egg too.
Oh.
Yeah.
With her weak ass shell.
Yeah, so her eggs they've been breaking because the shells are so weak.
Mm. Does she need a vitamin or something? Can you supplement her?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But the problem is if we give it to her, everyone's going to have it. You know, you put it in the water, you put it in the feed. So the other two don't need it. So I'm trying to figure it out.
But maybe like it wouldn't hurt them, you know.
Right, right. But the thing about calcium is they self-regulate. They can get too much calcium. Mm. So I don't want to give everyone calcium because only Sunny needs it. I did do this one thing where I took little teeny sort of like ice cream bowl sizes and I put non-fat yogurt and then I cut up a bunch of spinach and then I put scratch in it. And I gave each of them their own little bowl.
Wow. Ridiculously cute.
Did they go crazy?
Wow. It was super cute. So Easy just went fucking nuts and ate it all and then went over to Sunny's. Sunny picked out all the scratch and then went over to Cher's.
Did they eat the yogurt?
Cher and Easy loved it and Sunny was having no part of it.
Yeah. Very interesting.
She really just likes the protein and that's the problem. I think she's getting too much protein.
Oh, interesting.
Can also give them runny poop, which she is having runny poop.
Huh.
What so there color? You have it. We got to figure this shit out.
Is there
literally
chicken vet?
Right? Okay. We got to find a chicken vet. We had this conversation last time.
Oh, okay.
What color is the poo?
Well,
white?
You white know, and brown?
It can be all different colors. Hers is kind of greenish, actually.
Oh, God. Boy.
Ew.
She had to ask. Doing good.
You did ask, yeah. Well, anyway, so we had a one egg day, which, you know, for us is kind of a drag.
Yeah, one egg because I eat two eggs a day myself.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Right. So that's like, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So if we have, even if we get three eggs a day, we're still at a deficit.
Do you need more chickens?
Potentially, but I'm not going to get more chickens until these ladies have flown the coop, so to speak.
Until they go to heaven.
Dead.
Right.
That's what she means. Dead.
Until they're dead.
Once these chickens are in our stock pot.
And then I want to get... Wow. Really? No. He keeps threatening.
They're your babies. How can you do this?
I know. And they
first you got to pluck them.
First you got to kill them.
No, presumably they'd be dead at that point. I mean,
but then I'm
assuming a dead chicken at the point that I'm plucking them.
Eating a chicken that just dies is just... That's just not okay. It's like finding a dead anything and being like, I think I'll eat it. No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you can eat just a dead thing.
Plus, it would be so tough and gross.
That's why it goes
young
into
chickens,
a stock.
Yeah. Or in the ground. We'll just put them in the ground.
You're going to have a pet cemetery.
Right? We have tons of space for that.
That's
back
scary.
Right, it's going to be a
pet. Are you afraid of pet cemeteries?
No, but the Stephen King book, yeah,
I was
going to
say,
like
Stephen King made me afraid of pet cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With that delightful Ramones song as the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I've never seen or read the book.
I had the book
I've
as a kid.
I've never seen the movie or read the book. I've seen the book.
I've seen the movie that scared me. And then I had the book as a kid, and I was so scared of the cover, I put it in the linen closet. Oh. So it wouldn't be in my bedroom.
Yeah, wow. I can see so, that. And your I mom's mean, like, why the fuck is this in the linen
closet?
When
I take it right out in the morning so no one actually knew.
Wait, what? Wait, oh, I see.
Oh, I can't have it at night. I wasn't reading it, but I didn't want it in my room at night. Ooh, and you know what else I had once?
Why didn't you just get rid of it?
I don't know. I'd like throw out a book. Seemed weird. But you know what I did have once? I really wanted, you remember the ventriloquist dolls, Charlie? It was, he had like
totally.
A top hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to get him. And he was like in the JCPenney catalog and
this
I got him.
A lot
of course,
about,
then you
yeah.
saw that movie.
No. I didn't see the movie yet. You mean Chucky?
No.
No. Oh, is there a horror story about a ventriloquist doll?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. Don't tell me because I got to go home alone. So okay. Let's scratch that. Well, I shouldn't even be talking about this right now. But anyway, so I got the ventriloquist doll and I loved it on and on and on. And then one day I discovered, I was like, wow, he's super fucking creepy. So I'd hide him in my...
You discovered this.
I would hide him in my closet. And then I became obsessed of my own brain. And I thought, I can't, what am I going to do with him? If I get rid of, what if I got rid of him and he came back and all this stuff? Like, so
you
I
would
did,
feel guilty.
Yeah.
And
well, like he'd haunt me.
Yeah.
So one day I was getting
you
ready to move.
Seriously, have not seen that movie.
No.
Jesus.
This is my own life, Chad.
Okay. Tell
you
us
can
the
go
story.
On, please. Yeah.
Anyway, I used to hide him in my, I got him as a kid, like in grade school. And then when I got to college, I would hide him in my closet. And then finally my room.
You took him to college?
No, it was in my house, like in my condo. And I put him in my closet to hide him so no one could see him, mostly so I couldn't see him.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, my
and
roommate and I
escaping.
Are moving. No, that's what I feared, is that he would like murder me or something, like for real. And so then we're getting ready to move. And I said, here's what we're going to do. On the last day we're moving, I'm going to take his ass to the fucking dumpster and throw him away. And then we're going to move. And then he won't be able to find us. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really upsetting. They're so scary. Not really, poor me. Like, they're so scary if you've ever seen one. Like, wow. I can't even believe them. I wanted it.
Like, yeah, you were afraid to get rid of this doll.
Yeah. What if he was, like, haunted or, like,
wow.
Possessed.
And this is college? It's
yeah.
not like you were, like, you were 7 years old or something. I mean, this is, like...
I'm sorry that happened
to
you.
Yeah, that's, like...
Yeah.
Well, now I feel really dumb. Yeah,
well,
no, I was in college.
It's just traumatic.
Maybe it was
think,
all that
you know?
Drinking. I don't know. But it was like...
That's a traumatic thing, you know, to go on for that many years. I just...
Or
know.
I'm like a moron.
We don't...
know what a hamburger was, so...
A hamburger?
Yeah. So don't worry.
What?
We're all idiots.
You didn't know what
our
a hamburger was?
Our listener knows what I'm talking about from our last...
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Mm. Nodule.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you guys want to say goodnight?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Thank you. And good night.
Good night. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been Married with Chickens.
Married with
chickens.
Chickens.
Brought to you by Calicorn
and Jaeger
and Hallmark.
No.